This is the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday. Hey, it's going to be 50 degrees today. The sun's shining like crazy out there, and there's big piles of snow everywhere.
And horseflies flying around.
And then tonight it's going to rain like a sucker.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to get flooded out.
Yeah.
And then probably start snowing tomorrow.
That's what I was saying, that we're supposed to get like another 4 or so inches tomorrow. And
oh, geez. This is terrible. This has been an awful winter already. Yeah. We've got started.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a friend of mine that I've known for quite a while, and she has had some rough times in her life, and one of her outlets is poetry. Well, she started putting her poems or her lyrics to songs, and I don't know how she does it. You know, she's some kind of AI or something that's helping her out, but it's all her ideas and all her lyrics, and I guess she's got a lot of influence on the melodies and stuff and what instruments go in where and all that.
Yeah.
And sometimes she put guys' voices in there and all that stuff. So, but I don't care how she did it. I just really like the songs. I mean, I'm really shocked. I'm surprised. They're really good. And nice music to go to sleep to. And, you know, when you go to bed, just put that on and boom. But anyways, this is Marnie Allward, and this is all her creation, and however she does it, I don't know. And well, we had an interview with her first before we start the music. Let's play the interview. We talked to her, and it wasn't long, 10 minutes maybe, wasn't it? Yeah. So everybody can get to know Marnie Allward.
Oh, I want to introduce Marnie Allward, who has been doing poetry and putting the poetry to music, and she's made her first album, and I listened to it, and I want to play it on our show, and I thought maybe a small interview with Marnie to explain a little bit how all this happened, and I don't know, just take it as it goes.
Yeah. Well, let's go into Marnie. Do you mind explaining the process? Why you started writing music and what inspired you?
Well, my mother and son were really sick and both in the hospital for about a year before they died. Yeah. They died like 12 hours apart and under suspicious circumstances. And I had to give up my business that I had in Ohio, and I had to move back here, and I had no job, and I started working for CVS. And my family started dropping off like flies. And I was just getting real depressed, and I was fostering dogs for the Anna shelter, and they had no mama, so they had no mama, so I had a bottle feed them, and when they went away, when they went back to the shelter, it was just really depressing. So I started writing poetry again because it was soothing. Writing poetry is soothing to me. And then my husband was diagnosed with cancer, and I started just writing. And I shortly got fired from my job shortly after he got diagnosed and got a second bone marrow transplant. And I got fired right after that, and I started writing music about everything that I went through because it was my only way of, it was my form of therapy.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. So the songs that we're going to play today are just reflections of your past.
Some go further back than when my son was alive, but most of them, like the one Gone Too Soon, that's about my son. And and then the rest kind of fit in. There's one about my boss. Then when I got fired, I took family leave to take care of my husband, and when I went back, I knew I was going to get fired. So I wrote that one. That was just figures. It was about my boss going to fire me. And then the one that is called Done That, or Been There, sorry, Been There, is that that's kind of like a summary of my life.
The one about your son I really like, and the other one was the last one. I forget the name of it. It was
the
I
great,
really
the
liked
great
it.
I am is the last.
The
one.
Great I am, yeah.
That is my, that is, I put that last because that's my way of thanking God for getting me through all this tragedy, because I am the only survivor in my family now. Everybody else is gone.
What's Buy More Shoes about?
I'm sorry?
What's Buy More Shoes about? Buy More Shoes.
Buy More Shoes is about a woman and a man. The woman's in a relationship with a guy, and she's basically, for all intents and purposes, with the lyrics, they walking on eggshells. And he's always complaining and nagging, and she's waiting for the other shoe to drop all the time. You know that saying, you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Well, right. She's gonna leave him, so. Because she says if she's always waiting for the other shoe to drop, and if she stays, he'll have to buy more shoes because there's always got to be one dropping.
Right.
Well, all I'm saying is that I listened to all the songs several times and everything, and they all tell a story, and it's pretty slick how you did that. I have no idea, and you don't really have to tell me because I wouldn't understand anyway.
I kind of get a story plot, and it's almost like a short story, and I put it to music.
Yeah, well, I really liked. I was really impressed.
The AI writes the music. I write the lyrics, but it comes out pretty close. So I mean, I think it's a blessing from God that it comes out pretty close to the songs in my head. And if a song comes to me, I record it on my voice recorder on my phone and go back to it later.
What model do you use?
What model?
Yeah.
Like for the AI or for the...
Yeah, the AI, yes.
It's an app called Sing, but I'm in the process of developing my own AI app. It has some quirks in it. It's called... musiciansfriendai.com, and you can go there, and hopefully it's working now. But you can write lyrics and put them to music, pick your tempo, your octaves, your meter, your instruments, and then you can after you put it all in and create a song, you can turn around and upload that WAV or MP3 format and get the sheet music for it, hopefully, if it works.
Yeah. Well, all I know is that I like the music, you know, I like the songs at your first album, and now you're starting a second album, and those are really good, too. So... I'm thinking we could play, you know, the 10 songs off of this
album. The first album kind of has mixed genres in it. There's some country, there's a little bit of pop, and a little bit of like rock and roll gospel. And the second album, I'm putting it all to male vocals, I think. And I released two on YouTube already, but I'm putting it all to male vocals, and it's going to be like a folk rock, bluesy country type of music.
Yeah, well, I'm impressed, so I don't know. I like listening to them.
Well, Bill, you're easily impressed.
No, I've got a lot of experience in being impressed.
I'd have to disagree with that. There are some times I bring some songs to the studio, you know, aka doing my homework, and Bill just downvotes it right away.
Well, some of them, you know. Yeah.
But honestly, some of the music that I bring is more than three chords, you know, music. So
yeah, anything that's two or three chords,
some of the songs that, you know, then I wait a couple weeks and then bring it again and he accepts it. So this maybe the mood.
You got to catch him on the right day.
I'm joking.
Yeah, he's kidding.
You know, if you want to catch him on the right day, give him some of those raspberry Twizzlers. What do you call them, Bill?
I don't know.
Those raspberry Twizzlers you liked, remember?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember those. I would remember raspberries. I like raspberries.
Oh, yeah. I found a place recently that you can go pick your own raspberries.
Yeah, that's too
much. I can pick my own raspberries right in my backyard. You want to come
same
over?
Here. Same here, but mine, they all go away. All the deer and everything get to them before I can. So.
Well, I got a fenced in yard. The dogs pee on mine.
Okay, Barney. Well, we're gonna run through your songs on our show and maybe pop in a few comments here and there.
We'll BS at that too.
But, yeah, we got to BS in between a few things.
The weather
but,
report.
And, you know. Well, thanks for doing this. And then when you're ready with the second collection of songs, your second album, we'd be more than happy to do those because I've heard a couple songs and they're great. And,
well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I value your input, Bill.
Yeah. You ought to see her picture on YouTube. It's she's pretty.
I attached the images to your songs. You can embed images in MP3s, by the way, when you make an album. So,
When I released in the singles, a lot of the puppies I was fostering made the album cover, and then my son made the Gone Too Soon album cover, and then I was on the album the cover of the single for Been There, because that was like my heart song. And then I put them all for the album. I just put my face on it because it was like a debut album.
Good. Yeah, I think that was good. That's good. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go.
There is a small delay with the audio.
You're making me blush.
That doesn't translate well over the audio.
Yeah. Well, anyways, we're gonna put the songs together and we're gonna run the show and put this interview in there and get it all ready to go. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Hey,
you're
be
welcome.
Good.
You have a great day. Hey, I'll talk to you soon. If not, have a great Christmas.
Okay. You too. Yeah.
Thanks. Bye bye.
See ya.
Dreams so bright, chasing stars in the night, but the flame burned too fast. Moments never meant to last. Small town roads led him far, guitar case in a broken car, singing tunes just for a dime, never knowing he'd run out of time. He was going too soon underneath the crescent moon. Life played a cruel tune. Gone too soon, gone too soon. He wore a heart on his sleeve, love so big but had to leave. Friends would laugh, he'd just smile. Gone too soon after a while. Photographs in dusty frames, we still call out his name. A shadow under the sun, a life where dreams begun. He was gone too soon, underneath the crescent moon. Life played a cruel tune. Gone too soon, gone too soon. Remembering his smile, gone too soon after a while. Oh, gone too soon. Oh, gone too soon. You can't walk out on me now. I know you will be back. There's no way you can deny me. It's very small but simple fact that I will always be your better half. You really just make me laugh. Cause I will always be your better half. That's your bottom dollar. You'll be back. Haunting memories and all the vivid thoughts of me. You know deep in your heart that there is no one in this world that will ever measure up to me. You won't be able to forget me. You'll be tortured in your dreams, regretting what you threw away, knowing about what you. Knowing about what you couldn't keep, that I will always be your better half. You really just make me laugh, 'cause I will always be your better half. Bet your bottom dollar you'll be back. You can't walk out on me now, but I know you will be back. There's no way deny me this very small but simple fact, that I will always be your better half. You really just make me laugh, 'cause I will always be your better half. Bet your bottom dollar you'll be back. Bet your bottom dollar you'll be back. Bet your bottom dollar be back.
Yeah, this is a real BS show, and we're featuring Marnie Allward and her first album. I forgot the name of the album. Shoot.
It's one of the song titles.
Yeah, right.
You got me. I forgot already. This is horrible. We should know this stuff.
I know.
You know, you think we're professionals or something.
Who's Keeping Score?
Yeah. Who's Keeping Score is the name.
Yeah, that's the name of the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know how she did it. I know it's her lyrics, and she picked out certain instruments to play. And
I can explain some of it. So we did an AI episode, and in there I talked about how some people are using ChatGPT to write the lyrics and the music. Then we went and progressed along and showed how some people are writing the lyrics. They're saying how they want the voices, they're being a little bit more descriptive in making music with it. And there was one Cat Bread that we did, the one guy that does Cat Bread. He had three songs we did on there, and I recognized the voice in one of the songs there. She was using the same model. And it's becoming a way of doing it. The one issue that comes about is sometimes it is borrowing music from other artists, and that's where it could open copyright issues. And that's the only thing I have a big issue with is if we were to do that, we might, you know, and released it out, it could technically cause a copyright issue. And that's a growing issue that's coming about.
Do you know the billions of songs that are
right
out there?
Seven
how
chords.
How many of them? Yeah, you got seven chords to work with. And how many of them are kind of like the other ones? And
it comes down to like the vocals. So, for instance, you'll have artists out there that recorded their music and then these models will borrow that voice without their approval, and that's where the issue comes with copyright. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm just only speaking about what I've read into, and I'm into this field. You know, I'm not doing AI exactly, but I'm tangent to it, and I have used it, you know, personally to mess around with things. Heck, I've sent your own voice before using AI, you know, I made you say whatever I wanted you to say. So if you remember that.
Well, I know one thing. She uses YouTube as a copyright tool. So
yeah,
her songs are her songs.
And yeah, for now. That's the thing is, again, like I said, you know, when it gets to the using the voices of other people, it gets into a issue, because I could take your voice and make you sing, but it's your voice, and so I'm taking your own copyright. So that's where it gets into the technicalities. I'm not trying to, like, diminish what she's doing. It's a a warning to others that this is going to be a future issue. I I'm in the field.
Well,
so
they give a lawyer something to do.
Right,
know?
Right.
You know, keep them off the streets at night.
Now the AI is taking their jobs too. So, and YouTube's changing their copyright mechanisms and algorithms. They're changing them constantly. There's the songs we did. You know, we did covers of some of the songs we did with the Distance Band, and there was quite a few originals. The originals would be fine, but the covers technically would royalties would go to the people that originally wrote those songs, and we'd get
what royalties?
Yeah, I know, but that's if we released them like that. You know, we didn't release them proper. You know, the full way you do things. But that's where it gets into the technicalities. And even still, to tell you the truth, the whole music industry is all screwed up because really the artists are only getting paid when people go to concerts or buying physical media. And so that's changing.
Like I say, you got to give the lawyers something to do, you know, keep them off the streets at night.
And there's tons of lawyers in that whole business. Oh, you know how that is. You went through it even back in the 60s and 70s. Wasn't it the 70s you went through it?
60s, late 60s. 70s, yeah.
And sure, you had how many lawyers probably?
Well, we had a contract with Capitol Records, or they wanted us to sign a contract to do two songs for Capitol Records for $10,000. And the guy for 10 years after, I forget his name, Alvin Lee.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. He says, I'll put up some money. You go to Vanguard Studios and we'll make some real copies and we'll go out and sell them. Right. Well, that's when I got drafted.
Yeah.
So whoosh, I was gone and the other guys in the band said, that's it. We're done. We're out of here.
That close.
The guitar player, he said, yeah, I mean, Leslie West of Mountain stole one of our songs and made it, what was it, Mississippi Queen.
Yeah.
That was our song.
Yeah.
And he stole it and made a fortune. And we don't care. What do we care?
Was it Pennsylvania Queen?
No, it was Mississippi Queen.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what this, the guitar part was the thing of the whole song was all about the guitar part, and the guitar player is from Florida. And he was a good guitar player, and they just took it identical. Took it.
And that's an
Felix
issue.
Felix Pappalardi was the guy that's the guy we sent our tapes to. He's dead now, but he was the producer for Cream, and he actually, I think he played bass for Leslie West.
The guitarist that played wrote the original, is he still alive?
I don't know.
We'll have to look him up.
He was in Florida. Bill Schaefer was his name, and he's in Florida. He worked for Florida Power, I guess. He had a good job. And Pete Peterson, he died.
Right.
He was a singer. And Cubby McDonald is still alive, and I think he's in Hawaii. And he's a year or two older than me, and he was the drummer.
Right.
He was the Ginger Baker of our band.
Right,
He loved Ginger Baker. Whew. So, anyways, let's play some more Marnie's songs and see what you think.
I was standing in the shadow. I must have made you feel so small. I just never thought you could go, but it just figures. Yeah, it just figures. So I suppose that I'm to blame for all your insecurities. Yeah, I must have been the bad guy, cause you felt you had to leave. Everything happens for a reason, and on things that you should know. I seen it coming, so I had already let you go. Made you feel so small. I just never thought you could go, but it just figures. Yeah, it just figures.
Yeah, it just figures.
So I suppose that I'm to blame for all your insecurities. Yeah, I must have been the bad guy, cause you felt you had to leave. Everything happens for a reason, and all things that you should know. I seen it coming, so I had already let you go.
Strong life handed her the thorns, but she held on and saw the world in a shadow, felt the stormy weather, been through the worst times, but she's better. Lost some dreams to nighttime, found some truth in pain. Picked herself up each time, and she danced in the rain. Voices tried to tear her, but she sang louder songs. Knew the path was longer, still she kept walking on. Been there, done that.
It's the Real BS Show. It's Marty Allward's Day. Marty Allward Day. We're honoring her. She wrote some music here and some poetry. I know she did all the lyrics because it sounds like her.
And she has a part two, another album coming out she's working on. Writing the lyrics is probably the underappreciated part of writing music. A lot of people like the groove of a song, or they like the chorus of a song and the melodies, but the reality is when it comes to the actual lyrics, that ain't too easy.
Well, if you listen to these songs, all of these songs are the same. If you listen to them, you can hear the story. I mean, you hear the voices, it's not like a lot of music. You can't tell what they're saying. These are right out there in the open, and you can tell she's fighting with her boyfriend or something kind of a situation that went on in her life that she had to tell about it, I don't know how she's doing it or what she's doing. I just hope she keeps doing it.
It's fun, Yeah. You don't even have to make money and have fun, and that's the key. I played around with some of these AI models doing music, and there's some fun things you can do with it. And I even went back before even AI came out. We never liked some of the drum patterns I used to make. It's just fun. It's real fun, doing something you don't normally do, and it kind of takes away... I don't know, kind of not distracts. I don't know, that's not the right word, but kind of puts your mind in a nice place,
Well, it's, I don't know. I'm impressed, and I enjoy listening to this, and I hope she keeps doing it. I hope she doesn't let it go. I mean, you just keep on doing it. That's all. She'll get better and better and better at it. I mean, I could tell the second album, first two songs I heard were like, holy catfish.
And we'll do those another time whenever she gets that finished. But, I suggest everybody to mess around with it. There's nothing wrong with playing with new technology.
I don't even want to give it a shot. It's like, whew.
Bill was a little scared when I did his voice, making him say things. And I don't want to play it again because he might, be sad.
That's just speech there, Right. Making me sound stupid.
But no. That's it was funny.
the music we used to generate a lot of our own original music. Well, we did it with the Distance Band.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, but yet, it what it starts out like and what it ends up like are two different things.
Sure.
And the finished product is always different than what you were thinking in the beginning. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
From my perspective, with the music that's out being put in, today with the AI, is in another 5 or 10 years, you'll see it very. You won't be able to tell the difference between a live performance or a real recording, and it's not there yet. You still hear a little bit of artifacts, but it's getting better. In the last 2 years, it's progressed very fastly. So that's where I'm starting to see, there's videos out there, there's audio out there, and it's sometimes harder and harder to tell.
Well, there's a lot of older artists, I guess you could say,
right,
that should have hung it up years ago, but they didn't. They're still out there trying to make money.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of backing tracks and all this other stuff going on. And, and a lot of times, even at their shows, it's so obvious.
Right.
Sometimes they forget something and their lips ain't moving.
Milli Vanilli, remember that group from the 80s? They got caught.
I'm talking some, some really big, big entertainers that it should have hung it. I mean, the Rolling Stones and there's a lot of them, Rod Stewart and a bunch of people like that. They should have quit long time ago.
I get that, and don't get me wrong when I say this, I do question why they're doing it, but then again, think about the money. You're making
that's
all that
what
money
it's all about. Yeah.
Some of those tickets are like $500, Bill. Back when I started going to see concerts, I thought like $50 or $100 was a lot, and now you're seeing $500, $1,000 for tickets. And
I've never spent a nickel on a ticket for anything.
No,
because I've always had to work those shows,
right?
And I didn't want, there's no way I would pay money to go see any of them.
And honestly, these days, you can just go on YouTube and watch a concert of theirs. And I don't mind, sometimes I do miss going to see a concert, but geez, you can just go on YouTube and find a concert of theirs,
It's just ridiculous.
And the recording's not that
you,
good.
You couldn't pay me enough money to go see Garth Brooks. No. I mean, I worked with the guy. He was a total ignorant, unbelievable, nasty dude.
Yeah.
Just, are you kidding me?
You're not the only person that said that, because after the first time you told me that, I did go and look online about it. And there was quite a few people reporting that he was kind of a nasty person and egotistical.
Him and his whole band. He infected the whole band. They were all like that.
Probably thought they were big shots or something. But the reality is, really, he didn't have that many big hits, you know?
I don't know any of them. And when he was yapping at me about something, I forget what it was.
Yeah.
Something about the monitor. I says, well, I'll tell you what. How about I sing and you run the monitors? And that was the last thing. He just turned around and walked off and never heard another word from him.
Right.
So that was that. But there's so many of them like that. It's just unbelievable. There's good guys, but there's a lot of stupid idiots.
I do think think about the average person. What takes to be a singer, they have to be a little egotistical, I guess, to get up there. And so it kind of maybe...
They think the world revolves around them, you know. I said, come on, let's get this over with so I can go home.
You know, go drink some chocolate.
Be a big shot after the show is over, you know.
Right.
Well, let's play some more of her songs. And these songs, to me, are just nice to listen to. Maybe other folks won't like them. I don't know. But I just like listening to them.
It can't be you. It's always me. 'Cause it can't be you. Where I find my peace in solitude. You're here with me. Miles away, you can't hear a thing, not a word I say. The best of me is long lost gone. Soon you'll find yourself. You'll be all alone. I did my best though, but you needed more. 'Cause you used me up, but who's keeping score? Who's keeping score? Keep in score.
been drowning in memories, trying to escape the pain. Every sip's a reminder of the way you whispered my name.
Are you standing here beside me with that look in your eyes? Is it real or just a dream? Is it truth or just a lie?
It must be the whiskey, 'cause when you kiss me, I start believing that you love me again. It must be the whiskey, 'cause when you hold me, I can't help feeling that we're more than just friends.
We've been through the heartache and the endless goodbyes, but tonight you're right here and it's lighting up the sky.
Every touch, every whisper takes me back to those days. Is it just this moment or will you stay?
It must be the whiskey, 'cause when you kiss me, I start believing that you love me again. It must be the whiskey, 'cause when you hold me, I can't help feeling that we're more than just friends. In the morning, will you stay or will you walk away again? Is it love or is it just the night? I'm praying you'll be mine just one more time. When you lean in and whisper, I can't help but remember.
There we go.
Very nice, very nice. This is the Real BS Show, and today's Marnie Allward Day. And hopefully somewhere down the road we'll have another Marnie Allward one day with number two. Because, boy, those songs I heard for number two were really nice. But she has the ability to put, whether it's a male vocal or a female vocal or whatever, and different instruments. And I don't know, just the whole blend came out nice, I thought. And I like listening to them. It's not the same old three or four chord, you know, drum machine kind of music, you know. It's different. So, Marnie, thank you for doing this, and keep up the good work. I mean, you know, don't let it slide. And I guess we'll play a couple more songs, come back and say goodbye, and listen to our last song.
Yeah, this next one is The Girl You Need to Be, and then after that is Buy More Shoes. And that's back in the interview, I did ask her what that meant. So the second after this.
Well, when you listen to the song and you listen to the words, you'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. She'll explain it real well.
Right.
So, okay, Marnie, take it away.
Dare said I do. I really did believe our love would last forever, so I kept on loving you. I gave you everything you ever wanted, and still nothing was ever good enough to keep your eyes from wandering. Then you found another love. What'd it do right that I did so wrong? I gave you all my love, you share your love with him, and I still play a fool and keep on loving you. You can't say I didn't try to make you love me, but you told me lies. So baby, I will set you free to be the girl you think you need to be. I gave you everything you ever wanted, and still nothing was ever good enough to keep your eyes from wandering. Then you found another lie. I gave you everything you ever wanted, and still nothing was ever good enough to keep your eyes from wandering. Then you found another life. What did you do right then? I did so wrong. I gave you all my love. You share your love with him, and I still play a fool and keep on loving you. Say I didn't try to make you love me, but you told me lies. So baby, I will set you free to be the girl you think you need to be. To be the girl you think you need to be. Be the girl you think you need to be.
I'm just too damn tired to argue. My last battle has been fought. I'm sick and tired of waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm always walking on eggshells, just like walking on broken glass. I'm tired of waiting around. Yeah. So I'll just go. I just can't stay with you no more.
There we go. That was Buy More Shoes. I'm going to tell my son to stop buying shoes and boots. He has too many.
you have to build another room on the house.
Right, geez. I'm tripping over boots sometimes, you know, if you're not careful, you have too many shoes.
Hey, let's, we got to do one more song.
That's
here.
The final one.
Yeah, it's a nice, it's a kind of a Christian Christian thing.
The Great I Am.
Yeah, to me, it was one of the better songs on our whole album. But.
Yeah.
But the sun's shining out there, and it's getting warm.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking let's get out there.
Yeah,
I gotta go practice yet, but I want to try to practice and then make it home before it gets dark.
Yeah,
so I don't hit any more deer.
No, deer are not fun. They're kind of stupid sometimes during this year.
Oof.
Some of them are getting smart though, and standing on the side of the road waiting until you pass. But
yeah,
I've had a
but
few.
You just don't know which ones are gonna stand there, and which ones are gonna jump.
You know, when you're driving, you see a lot of dead deer on the side of the road. Just remember that's where they cross a lot. So
Yeah. So anyways, this is one of her crowning achievements here, I think. And just want to say thank you, Marnie, and everybody that's listening. You know, take care of yourself. Be safe. Be healthy.
Keep it up, Marnie. It's fun. Keep having fun with it.
Yeah, you know? Right. For sure. Definitely. Yeah. We'll always be your friend. So, anyways, let's take it away, Marnie.
Lord, are you listening whenever I pray? Oh, can you hear me when I praise your name? You're my salvation, you're where I find peace. You're everywhere, Lord, you're the air that I breathe. You are the mountains and oceans so blue. Salvation, you're where I find peace. You're everywhere, Lord, you're the air that I breathe. You are the mountains and oceans so blue. All things created, we're created by you. Yes, I believe. Salvation, you're where I find peace. You're everywhere, Lord, you're the air that I breathe. You are the mountains, the ocean so blue. All things created, we're created by you. Yes, I shout again. Yes, I believe.